For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith, and it's time now for Making a Difference Where You Live, produced in cooperation with the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, which a little more than a month ago hosted the inaugural Give Ozarks Day of Giving. From midnight to midnight, May 5th, donors logged on to giveozarks.org and contributed to support some 150 nonprofits in the 46 communities across southern Missouri where CFO affiliates are found. Brian Fogle is president of the Community Foundation of the Ozarks.
It was just a fun day, but more importantly, it was a generous day. I mean, people just kept giving all throughout the day.
Including the cash and checks collected on May 5th, delivered to the CFO by the 7th, the final result for the first ever Give Ozarks Online Day of Giving shows close to 7,700 donations, totaling $1,018,962. Brian Fogle describes the scene during the final minutes of the drive in a room at the Community Foundation of the Ozarks where a bank of computers kept track of the tally.
As it got closer and we started going over 900,000, it's probably not overstating it to say our staff was ecstatic.
Julie, if we get $3 more dollars plus that $2 she's going to put on the board, it's going to be $910.
We never really talked about a goal and never publicly or even privately said to one another what we thought our goal was, but as the day went on and we saw the totals rise, that we started admitting, well, I was hoping to get to a million, and others would say, me too.
There we go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That was secretly our goal, and to go through that, we were just delighted, absolutely delighted.
But in that same room, 23 hours and 59 minutes earlier, a slight scare was in the air.
The worst fear is the technology won't work, and that was our biggest fear. And in the opening minutes, it didn't work properly.
At midnight, although we did have those weeks of testing, a bug occurred in the system that didn't allow people to actually go through with the donation. They could see the website, they could get to the pages, but they couldn't make a donation.
Jared Johnson is co-founder and partner with Mostly Serious, a Springfield-based interactive agency which builds websites and software applications. Mostly Serious partnered with CFO in building the multi-use online fundraising platform Cause Momentum and the GiveOzarks.org webpage, through which on May 5th, donors could find and contribute to their favorite nonprofit organizations.
So immediately we jumped into action at midnight, and it took us about an hour to identify and correct the bug. And during that time, we were working with CFO to make sure that the public knew what was happening. Agencies were filling people in at the same time. And after we got through that bug, everything was smooth sailing throughout the rest of the day.
That was the benefit of having a local vendor in the room with us. They were on top of it. They identified the problem. They got it fixed, and off we go.
Throughout the day, as the online donations were tallied, matching grants and cash incentives from individual, media, corporate, and CFO coffers were awarded to the nonprofit which raised the most money in a target hour or received the most individual gifts, among other fun but competitive categories. Each award hour had a name: Night Owl, Golden Ticket, Mystery Hour, Luck of the Draw. Mike Stevens manages Springfield's Moxie Cinema, to which was donated over $20,000 by day's end.
The Community Foundation of the Ozarks had a couple of different jobs, and one of their jobs that they did really well was explaining to all of us, the nonprofits that are involved, 140-plus nonprofits, what they're doing and what the goals would be, what the prize money would be, and where as far as they could, you know, before the day of. And that really helped us kind of think strategy behind the scenes. But on the whole, they did a great job of telegraphing, this is kind of what we want to do. And what we want to do is basically to move the conversation and philanthropy in the Ozarks online.
So we have been all over the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, emailing it pretty much nonstop, posting about it, sharing everything about it.
Melina Magi represented the Lost and Found Grief Center during the afternoon's Give Ozarks rally at Jordan Valley Park, where over 50 nonprofit groups got together to greet the public and gather donations.
We wanted to reach new people, people who may not have heard of us before. So far, so good. Yeah, we are seeing some new donors and new people are sharing and our photos and different posts and stuff. We're definitely starting to see the word get out there in the community, so we're right. pleased with that.
A lesson learned, I think, for everyone is this can be a big deal for their nonprofit.
Again, Community Foundation of the Ozarks President Brian Fogle.
And you did it without an event. You didn't have to have a golf tournament or a dinner or go out and get sponsors or all that. It's just people giving online from the privacy of their own home or office. And what a great way to raise money.
For information on the grants, initiatives, programs, and nonprofit partners of the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, cfozarks.org. For Making a Difference Where You Live, I'm Mike Smith.